All right, we'll call this special meeting of the City Council to order. Bridget, will you please call roll?
Bronson?
Here.
Mallory?
Here.
Temple?
Here.
Kuchar?
Here.
Rab?
Here.
Potashnik?
Here.
And Johnston?
Here.
Okay.
All right, you will make your announcement, Bridget?
Sure, I'll go ahead with the announcement right now. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the special City Council meeting. This is Clerk Treasurer Bridget Brown, and before we begin tonight, I will take a brief moment and explain the meeting process. There will be one opportunity for public participants to address council tonight. This will occur before the council discussion. When we reach this portion of the agenda, I will go through our participants one by one. I will address each of you by the last four digits of the phone number you are calling in from or your screen name. At that time, I will unmute your microphone and give you a chance to address council. If you have no public comments, simply respond with pass. If you do not respond within 30 seconds, I will automatically move on to the next participant. And the last item I want to address before we begin tonight are the staff members that we expect to join us via teleconference. We have City Manager Tom Eustace and City Attorney Stephen Lindsay.
All right, thank you, Bridget. We'll go ahead and move right into public comments.
Okay, we will go ahead and we'll get started with RJ Archambault.
No comment tonight. Pass. Thanks, Bridget.
Thank you, RJ. And up next, we have caller 0409.
No comment. Thank you, Bridget.
Thank you. And up next, we have caller 1136.
Pass. Trudy Lofgren. Thank you.
Thank you, Trudy. And Mayor, that was all of the public participants we had tonight.
All right. Thank you. We'll go ahead and start with council on the first item for setting the special meeting. That is the enabling ordinance. Any questions about the revisions that have been done to that document?
Mayor, I have not had time to review the documents that were emailed by the city manager earlier today. Are the revisions pretty much the same as what we discussed at the last meeting?
They are what we discussed at the last meeting. On that, it's the changing the number of provisioning centers to 6 and adding that language about making meaningful movement towards opening a store. Are the, okay, the two options.
Thank you.
Tom, would you talk about the dates for a public hearing?
Yes. To set the public hearing, which was the purpose of this meeting tonight, it's actually to set two public hearings, one for each ordinance. And on the same night, we need 15-day notification, so we need to publish it in the paper. And it might be difficult, but it's possible that we could publish it on a Wednesday. And I don't know if Bridget, you can enter into the conversation here. I think the earliest that we can do it is to have the public hearing is July 23rd, which is a Thursday. You know, Friday's not certainly a good time for the meeting, or the only other times we have are the 27th, which is a Monday, and or the regularly scheduled council meeting on the 28th. There is a 7-day wait period before the ordinances are in effect. So if we had it on the 28th, it would be 7 days after before the ordinance is effective and I could actually issue permits to the applicants. I know RJ Archambault's on online, and I've talked to a couple of other applicants. And if we did it on the regular scheduled meeting on the 28th, they're all okay with that. One of the applicants is purchasing the property that we rezoned or are going to rezone on July 14th. They're closing on the property the next day on July 15th. Regardless of the ordinances being approved and in place. So they all have time. As long as the ordinances get approved, they're not in a rush to get permits. They still have to rehabilitate the buildings and so forth. So there's a lot of work out ahead of them. They don't immediately have to have permits. And they're likely, we have now six applicants, and if we change the ordinance, I'll be able to issue all six permits, and I don't see any reason at this point that I couldn't do that. I think I can issue all six permits based on the data and information I have in place. So I know the mayor and I talked earlier about trying to do it as quickly as possible, but as I thought about it later today, I don't think that timeline is as urgent. I think if we did it, set the public hearings for the regularly scheduled council meeting on the 28th, I think that'll work for all the applicants, because none of them are going into business before September anyway. I mean, they all have work to do and on their buildings and so forth. So I don't know that there needs to be a rush to get these permits out.
So Tom, this is Diane. Do you need a motion to set the public hearing for July 28th during the regularly scheduled city council meeting?
Yes, we're going to need two motions. If everybody's okay with that, I mean, that's
okay.
I guess the question is, well, if you feel like we need to do it on the 23rd, which is probably the earliest we could, or wait till the 28th. That's the question I have for council.
Right.
Yes.
My thought would be the sooner the better, but if Tom says it's really not going to make a difference of 5 days, give or take, for the investors, then maybe it would be simpler to just do it during the regular council meeting for everybody.
I would agree. Is there any other discussion about that?
I would think, this is Councilman Kuchar, I would think that we would want to get it done as soon as possible. Is there a reason that it doesn't go out till Wednesday? Does it have to be after we make this, we can't publish it tomorrow?
Is that too soon? No. In fact, even Wednesday may be problematic.
It has to be in the newspaper.
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
I couldn't publish it prior to this meeting I have to know what the ordinances are going to be. These are draft copies, and we have to have the ordinance has to be in place when we publish it for the public hearing. It's got to be in place now.
The 28th then.
Okay.
So I would make a motion to set the public hearing for July 28th for whatever first ordinance amendment that we're looking at. Because you said you need two different motions for the zoning.
This is the enabling ordinance.
Okay. I will make a motion for the enabling ordinance public hearing to be set for July 28th.
Second.
I'll second.
All right, I have a motion by Councilwoman Rabb, a second by Mayor Pro Tem Kuchar. Bridget, why don't we do a roll call so we hear everybody?
Sure. Mallory?
Yes.
Temple?
Yes.
Kuchar?
Yes.
Rabb?
Yes.
Potashnik?
Yes.
Johnston?
Yes.
Bronson?
Yes. And then we'll move on to the zoning ordinance. And this is the one where, because of the action of the Planning Commission last week, where they did reclassify the waterfront marina lot to B3, we are only requesting, the only change would be to limit in B2 to a maximum of 2, and then the rest would be B3. And then we are deleting language that would require a special use permit, and these would all be permitted uses. There any discussion on the zoning ordinance?
Since we only got this today, I wouldn't have time to have made any, I guess, suggestions or comments prior to receiving the ordinances. I'm okay with them for the sake of expediency, but I do not believe that I think we should have in there that for future, we should allow them in waterfront and or the tourists, unless that wasn't what council's wishes were. But I just don't think limiting them from other than schools and churches is necessary. But that's where I'm at. But I'm okay with the way it reads.
Okay. Any other comments?
I did get a chance to skim it quickly. I'm okay with it since it's pretty much what we all talked about last week, and I think we all came to a mutual agreement on. So I would, unless there's more discussion, I would make a motion to set the public hearing for the zoning ordinance as amended for July 28th.
I'll second.
All right, I have a motion by Councilwoman Rabb, a second by Mayor Pro Tem Kuchar, to set the public hearing for the zoning ordinance for July 28th. Bridget, will you call roll, please?
Temple?
Yes.
Kuchar?
Yes.
Rabb?
Yes.
Potashnik?
Yes.
Johnston?
Yes.
Bronson?
Yes.
Mallory?
Yes.
All right. That concludes our meeting. Could I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All right. Thank you all.
Thank you.